The Czech coalition government on Tuesday unveiled a package of ambitious tax reforms and spending cuts, aiming to reduce the country's fiscal deficit and prepare it for the adoption of the euro. Among other measures, the plan introduces a flat 15% personal income tax and raises the lower VAT rate from 5 to 9%. The reform package will be presented to Parliament in June. However, the centre-right government of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has no guaranteed majority in the lower house. Paula Horáková has more.
The government says their reform comes at the 11th hour. It claims that under current legislation, in 2009, state budget revenues would be lower than mandatory expenditures. The new reform package is expected to benefit the highest earners as well as those with the lowest incomes, while targeting free riders, as Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek called them, that is, people preferring to rely on state welfare rather than actively seeking employment. The plan has been criticized from the left as being too strict on the lower and middle income classes, as well as from the right as not going far enough. Jiří Dolejš is an MP for the opposition Communist Party.
The fundamental problem of the proposed reform is that it underestimates the effect of the increase of indirect taxes on the one hand and social spending cuts on the other. That, in my opinion, is going to affect a substantial part of the population.
But the fiscal reform package is facing tough criticism from the Civic Democrats' own ranks. Former Finance Minister Vlastimil Tlustý says the result is a watered-down version of an original Civic Democrat reform proposal, and he's not even sure if he will vote for it in Parliament.
At the moment, I'm definitely not happy with the reform. It looks like a Civic Democrat reform, but it's no such thing. One single figure has been left in it, and that is the 15% tax, and everything else is different. On top of that, it won't work. I would call it a mock-up, not a reform.
Economists in general agree that the reform is a step in the right direction, but doesn't go far enough. Economist Tomáš Sedláček of ČSOB Bank lists what, in his view, are the shortcomings of the proposed package.
The disadvantages are that it will not bring a serious reduction in the budget deficit, and other disadvantages that it will be carried extensively by mid-income workers. And I quite apologize, one of the strongest advantages is the decrease of the expenditure side of the government budget.
The current coalition government of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens would like to see the changes in place as of January 2008. The package should be presented to Parliament in June, where the government does not have a guaranteed majority. The opposition Social Democrats have already said they were willing to approve only individual parts of the reform, such as cuts in corporate tax, but would refuse the package if it were presented as a whole. With no secure majority in the lower house and one coalition MP already threatening to vote against the fiscal reform proposal, it seems the cabinet will be in for some tough negotiations ahead of the vote.